A reading from Philippians chapter 2. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. O Lord, have mercy on us. Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to think about something for a moment. I want you to think about a slum in India. Here are some descriptions of what it's like to live in one of those places in India. The water they fetch is not the water that we drink. Clean and purified. It is water that is contaminated and contains many diseases that are the cause for huge death rates, especially among children. One of the diseases that water can bring is malaria, and this is caused when the slum dwellers try to store water in their homes. Since they do not live in a very sanitary place, it is full of mosquitoes. The water they bring is water that has trash in it, human waste, and much more disgusting stuff. This attracts more flies and more mosquitoes. They carry a lot of bacteria, and it leads to people to catch, among other things, malaria. There's the issue of sanitation. And one of the issues is that there's simply no access to basic facilities like restrooms or bathrooms. They are something necessary for every human being, but not in the slums of India. And without proper restrooms and proper sanitation, there are a lot of diseases that go around the community. Diseases like diarrhea, water diseases, parasitic worms, fecal oral diseases. India is extremely dirty. It is known to be the second worst sanitation country in the world. Diarrhea, parasitic infestation, fecal oral epidemics are due to issues like poor sanitation and no basic facilities. And hundreds of children die each day just by diarrhea. And according to UNICEF, nearly 2 million children in India under age 5 die each year, which is the highest in all the world. Ways that all of this could be prevented include just clean water, basic sanitation, and restrooms. But none of those are available. And now I want you to ponder this question. What if you had to go there? Leave Coffeeville, leave the United States, and move to a slum in India with your family. And you've got to try to find employment. You've got to figure out how to raise your family. You'll suffer from the circumstances. Each day will just be a struggle to survive. What would that be like for you? Could you do it? Could I do it? Could you leave those comforts of home? Things that we take for granted, like fresh water and sewage treatment, trash pickup, or maybe just prenatal care for our pregnant moms. To say nothing of the dwellings that we have, there'd be no comparison to what they live in India, little more than a cardboard box with maybe a tin roof. It's a rather frightening contrast, wouldn't you say? And yet, it pales in comparison to what Jesus left behind to come to earth. Imagine the second person of the Trinity in heaven at the Father's right hand, sitting on the throne, ruling over all creation, angels attending him, no wants of any kind. He lacks for nothing. It is opulence beyond imagination. And equality with God? Jesus has it. Now, first century Palestine may have actually been a little better than the slums of India, but compared to heaven, what a monumental step down. Life among sinners. He experienced death threats. He had no place to call home. But Jesus came to earth. He left all of that behind. He left his blessed throne in heaven. He left the grandeur. He left the glory. He didn't hang on to that equality. He let it go. He came to earth. Christ gave it all up for us, making himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant. Imagine the ruler in heaven becomes like a slave, born in our likeness, taking on human form. We know that the world is the way that it is because of sin. Our sin, all sin, whether we're talking about slums in India, or war in Ukraine, or the battles that go on in the Middle East, or the problems that we have in our own country, even crime in places where maybe you wouldn't expect it. You know, the white-collar crime of Wall Street, for example. And because of all of this sin, Jesus came down to live in our cesspool, to join with humanity, to die for the world. That is love unknown. From his blessed throne, he took on mortality and died for the world's sin. He died so what happens in this world doesn't have the last say. We have the hope now because of what Jesus has done for a better world. Now we think about those people who live in places like the slums of India, and we pray that they would get the help that they need, maybe just some fresh water or basic sanitation. But more importantly, we pray that the word of Christ might reach to them, that they would believe in his saving power, that they would have hope beyond their present circumstances. So we ask God to bless those who indeed leave the United States and go to places like India to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be with the downtrodden, and to show them the enormous love of God. Because for many, the gospel would be their only hope. The good news is that it is a sure hope for them as it is for us. Now, if you were thinking maybe there was a little bit more to this Philippians passage, you would be right about the Father exalting Jesus to his right hand, and that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow. But for this evening, we let it stand at this. Jesus came down from his blessed throne and was obedient to death, even death on a cross. He left his blessed throne, and at our need, his life did spend. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.